Good morning and welcome to Sports Talk. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. The Cincinnati Reds caravan made a stop in Maysville earlier this week. The members on the caravan included Reds TV play-by-play broadcaster John Sadek, minor league players Chase Petty, Jay Allen, Edwin Arroyo, and big league pitcher Brent Suter. Stay tuned, I'll step out for a quick break and come back with those interviews right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
We're here now with the TV play-by-play broadcaster, John Sadek. I believe your fourth season with the Reds. John, a lot of excitement heading into this season. We're the first stop here on the caravan, but just talk about the excitement this week for you guys and Reds country.
I think it means so much. I mean, last year was a level of fun that I had not experienced in a baseball season. It's not just the sensational moments that transpired. You know, Ellie's cycle, I mean, he was a highlight machine himself. The steal of home, the Will Benson walk-off homer. But I also think the projectability. You know, these are very likable, charismatic, super high-ceiling, talented young players who are just scratching the surface to figure out who they are as big leaguers. And, you know, this represents that next step. Who's going to get better? In what way? Who else is going to come up and help in some way? What's the identity of this team going to be? More of it is going to be forged right here in the 24 season.
Off-season signings and the buzz around the team. I mean, people are excited for baseball and warmer weather, but, I mean, there's a lot of buzz, excitement coming off an 82 80 season for the Reds for the 24 campaign.
Very much so. And I think it's because we got to know many of these young men. And we're going to take another step in really seeing them actualize their talents and learning who they are as people and as ball players. The Rally Reds, their comeback nature, was also another part of their likability. But beyond the fact that they, you know, would come back and win in these thrilling, dramatic ways, the reaction shots, if you look in the dugout, watch how the guys would mob each other at the plate. It's pro sports. They want to win. They're paid to win. But there's also a genuine likability and connectivity that these guys like each other. They're friends with each other. They pull for each other. And bluntly, in pro sports, that doesn't always happen. You know, yes, you want to win, but, you know, guys want theirs to some extent. That's not to say these guys don't want theirs, but they want their teammate to succeed. They genuinely do. And there's a joy that you can feel just by watching them that can't help but, you know, spark something in you.
What's the biggest storyline heading into this season for you, or things you're looking early in the season or spring training, or the biggest storyline heading into this 24 campaign?
I think there are many. Part of it's going to be how the rotation shakes out. There's a tremendous amount of depth. I think spring training is probably going to play a larger role than many other years because there are so many options. Also to see who's healthy and how the infield rotation works, how the lineup goes. I would imagine is how the roster is structured right now. We're going to see a lot of matchups. It's going to be a little more day-to-day situational. I think the bench will be part of in-game use on a somewhat regular basis to maximize that. And I'm really eager to see who are the guys that take that next big step forward, you know, because McLean had a sensational year. It was probably the team's best, most consistent player. Spencer Steer had a tremendous year that was also worthy of Rookie of the Year candidacy. Ellie's high-end talent is sensational, and he won games by himself for a long span, but who in that group, someone, at least one, maybe multiple, are going to take that next step, and what's that going to look like? I think that's like peak excitement for me.
We've got some of the top prospects here. Who are some of those guys you're looking at maybe to take that next step or help the team, or some guys, obviously you're there every day watching it, calling it, that listeners should know about?
I mean, on the team itself, I think Will Benson is someone who can be anywhere in the lineup, that has tremendous power, that has tremendous athleticism, that was really beginning to actualize his talent during the course of the year. But in terms of, like, you know, we have a number of prospects that are here right now, guys on the horizon that could help in the immediate future. I think Blake Dunn is a guy in the outfield that can play multiple spots, has excellent speed, has some pop, has some TJ Friedl in him. There's some good comps there between the two of them. He's someone I would keep an eye on that could help the team in the outfield. Jacob Herdeby, similarly, from Army, has tremendous speed, has added some pop in the last couple of years, has that same defensive versatility. I think those are two names in the position player ranks that could definitively help.
Talk about excitement on TV. I know you bring a passion and an enthusiasm. I do radio, and people say that as well. It kind of carries over. But your excitement, your passion, and I think it just makes people more excited, more engaged to watch the Reds and follow the Reds. But kind of talk about that.
Sure. Sports is fun. It's what it's supposed to be. And I love celebrating the good and the positive and the fun. I think you have to be honest when things don't go your way, and in a 162-game season, that's going to happen. But I'm all about being in that moment. I try to channel what I'm feeling in the crowd, you know, what I'm feeling within the confine of the fan that's watching the game, because that's the lens that matters the most. And I love celebrating those big moments. To me, that's a huge part of the drama of sport, and that's what makes sport great. It is unscripted entertainment. And so it's very natural and reactive. And my wife would tell you that when I'm watching games, you know, the Reds are probably going to be on national exclusives far more often this year. I'm going to watch more Reds games than I did the last 3 years combined, most likely. I am the same when I'm on the couch as I am when I'm in the booth. That's sincerely just who I am and what I think.
Here with Chase Petty, right-handed pitcher, 2023 stats, 1.72 ERA in 18 starts, 68 innings pitch, zero home runs allowed. In Chattanooga and Dayton, you're one of the Reds' top five, top six prospects. First off, talk about the caravan. We're the first stop, but your excitement getting it kicked off and meeting Reds country.
Really excited. I mean, this is my first event actually, like, being here with the Reds. I didn't get to go to Reds Fest last year or the caravan last year, so I'm really excited to get to meet everybody and get to build camaraderie with the guys here and get to say hello to everybody.
You were came over in the Twins deal. You know, talk about the business of baseball. You're a top prospect, top player. I know you were high accolades, but, you know, with the Twins, straight to the Reds, and then, you know, here you are. And I know you were recently invited to the Major League Spring Training Camp, which is exciting.
Thank you. You learn quick how much this game is really a business. I mean, in my first 8 months of being in professional baseball, I was traded, so it was really a whirlwind. But I mean, I got guys like Jay Allen, who I've known since before pro ball and in high school, and I mean, they just make it so easy, man. All these guys are great guys. We're all in this together. We have the same goals, so I'm just really excited to be out here with these guys.
And to have a young team like the Reds, 82-80 last year, the farm system is pretty plentiful, a lot of top prospects. It's got to be exciting to come to a program like this or a club and realize, you know, you're a young star that this team has potential.
For sure. I mean, seeing these guys here, like Ellie, Nick, Steer, I mean, all of these guys, Encarnacion, just the pure raw talent. I mean, it's something like I've never seen. I mean, you go to the minor league spring training games last year and you would just see these guys and you're like, dude, what is going on? So no, it's a very, very exciting base, and I'm really excited to see what they do.
How do you embrace that as being one of the top prospects in the organization? I guess, how do you wear that and improve and continue to climb? And ultimately, I know your goal is to get to the big leagues and pitch for the Reds.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I mean, the goal is really just to get to the big leagues and pitch for the Reds. So, I mean, that's really the one thing on mine. The prospect stuff doesn't, I try not to get it in my head too much. I mean, I really just try to pay attention to my performances and my outcomes and control what I can control. And everything else will happen naturally.
Last year, 1.72 ERA. I know you battled some injuries, but allowed zero home runs. Quite an awesome stat there.
No, for sure. That's definitely probably the one thing I'm most proud of going into last year and not giving up a home run. I mean, my biggest game is weak contact, and I feel like last year I really showed that. So I'm just excited to keep showing that.
What do you anticipate yourself being this season? Again, you're invited to Major League Spring Training, but I know you don't have a crystal ball, but where do you anticipate yourself maybe being this year?
The goal is obviously to make it to the big leagues. Hopefully at the end of the year, hopefully we get up there, hopefully force the hand. But I mean, like I said, it's really just controlling the controllables, controlling what I can do, and hopefully just forcing their hand.
And improvement, how you've gotten better in the offseason, or what's a typical workout routine for you in the winter to get prepared for the season, you know, spring training right around the corner?
This year was a little bit different than last year, because last year I was actually doing some rehab stuff. But this year it was a big focus on getting the velo back. In high school, I was known for a guy who threw really hard. And these last couple years, I've really taken that time to really focus on my pitchability. So now with the pitchability that I have, I'm just hoping that I can bring the velo back and kind of put them together, and hopefully they all mesh well.
We're here now with Edwin Arroyo, shortstop, top five prospect, number three. Last year with Dayton and Chattanooga, 13 homers, 60 RBIs, 29 stolen bases, about a .252. Talk about the caravan, getting it kicked off. I believe we're the first stop, but what are you looking forward to this week meeting Reds country?
I know it's going to be a good experience. You know, it's the first time I do the caravan. Last year, we did some stuff with the Reds Fest, and it was pretty cool. It was a great experience, so I know this is going to be the same or even better, you know. So just looking forward to it.
You're a top prospect in the Reds organization. How do you wear that? I asked Chase as well. Do you embrace that and just, you know, keep the grind? And how do you wear that?
I mean, I feel like, you know, everybody wants to be number one. So I feel like until I get there, or at least, you know, do my best to it. So I think that's my mentality over there. Just being a prospect, a good player, but you still want to, you know, keep improving and getting better.
What do you feel like your strengths are as a player? I mentioned your stats there, 13 homers, 60 RBIs last year with Dayton and Chattanooga. How do you kind of analyze your game?
I mean, I feel like I can do, you know, everything pretty much, you know, can hit bombs, you know, my doubles, triples, pretty much everything. So I feel like that's a good thing that, I mean, I feel like not every, you know, player can do. So I feel like it's a good tool.
Now, you're invited to the Major League spring training. How exciting was that to get the invite and compete for a spot on the roster?
Oh, I've been working for it in that big league side, you know, with the big guys. It's going to be a good experience over there with the big guys. It's for sure different from the minor league side than that side, but, you know, in a good way. So it should be a good experience.
How exciting is it to play on a team with so many young prospects, 82 and 80 last year, to know that, you know, the farm system looks good, a lot of young talent, and you should be on a good club, hopefully, for years to come.
Yeah, since I came, they've kept improving, you know, the team, the staff, everything. You know, I feel like it's going to be a really good year this year coming. I mean, I know a couple players from the team, and I know they are looking for a really big thing for the Reds.
With outfielder Jay Allen, top 20 prospect in the Reds organization. Jay, talk about this week. We're the first stop, but getting to meet Reds country and, you know, just meeting the fans.
I'm grateful to be here. It's a great experience. It's my first one, so looking forward to visiting different places, being around Cincinnati, and just getting to enjoy the weather. I mean, I've never seen snow, so pretty excited.
Talk about last year at Dayton for you. 24 runs, 17 hits, 2 homers, 4 RBIs. Kind of talk about last year for you, and what did you learn from last season?
There was a lot of ups and downs, for sure. Getting hurt early in the season, going through the surgeries, and not being able to really be on the field much. You take in a lot. The big learning process for me was just live day by day. Got back to a healthy spot, then got back to go play baseball, kind of scratching a little bit, and then get hurt again. So, I mean, this year for me, just trying to go in with a positive mind, being out, I'm just going to be glad to be back on the field again. So, I mean, that's what I'm looking forward to.
How big is a mental game with injuries? You've played for a long time, been a top prospect, top player, but I guess talk about the work ethic side of it and the mental side when you get hurt and then having to rehab and then get back on the field and getting a rhythm. I mean, how difficult is that?
Very difficult. One of the toughest things you'll probably go through. Staying close to God, staying close to family, that was the biggest thing for me. It's something I've never had to go through. It was a learning experience. Everybody goes through things like this, so I'm just glad I can get it out of the way and be able to be on the field.
Reds were 82 and 80 last year. They have a great farm system, including you and some other guys here today, but how exciting is it to be in a club and an organization where, you know, I guess it's competitive as well, but knowing that this system looks like it's in good shape, the organization.
It's a great time to be a Red, honestly. The culture, the atmosphere, I mean, being able to watch the ball games on TV gives you something to look forward to, something to be a part of. So the farm system, we're all great, we're all close, we're all connected. We just root for each other. We want each other to do well, so that's the big thing, family here.
I guess speed's a big attribute of your game. Talk about kind of where you got that instilled and how that helps you on the diamond.
Growing up, playing 3 sports, basketball, baseball, football, using my legs, just being out, running, being free, just being an athlete, I think that's where it comes from. Just having the tenacity to try to go get some balls that you know are tough, I think that's the fun and beauty of playing center field.
Where do you anticipate yourself this season? I know spring training getting ready to start. Where do you anticipate yourself kind of in the Reds organization?
Going through the season, I really don't have much anticipation. I have anticipation of being on the field, being with the guys again, and just staying healthy. That's my main goal.
With Brent Suter, left-handed pitcher, you signed a 1-year deal with the Reds last week, and I know you were excited to get back home. Just talk about that excitement.
Definitely a dream come true. Reds were the first to call when free agency opened up. We were really excited. Obviously, the market was really moving slow, so it took a little bit to get there, but well worth the wait. It was an incredible feeling. Had my whole family and saw a lot of friends the next couple days after we came to terms, and just so much happiness and joy. It's really just a life changer. You know what I mean? I can be home with the kiddos vast majority of the season. We go right to spring training, come right back, don't have to pack up our lives for 8 months. It's just 6 weeks of spring training, and be able to see family and friends on a nightly basis is such a blessing.
And then to have the Reds competitive, 82 and 80 last year, I know you wanted to be home, but having a team that should be in contention for the playoffs had to make it that much more exciting.
It made it like an absolute no-brainer. You know what I mean? It was such an exciting young team. I think I might be the oldest guy on the team, so I'm kind of like the old dude now, but it was definitely, that was a huge factor in it, is that the Reds are very much in win-now mode after their really exciting season last year. Seeing it from the other side, I was telling them over there about, we were part of the 12-game winning streak being the Rockies, and seeing the city come to life and fall in love with the team, you could just see it happening and the chemistry on the Reds, and you could just feel that they were playing for each other, and it was something special to watch, and really glad I get to be a part of it now.
Yeah, last year 4-3 with the Rockies, 3.38 ERA and 69 and a third innings pitched. I know your phone had to blow up, I'm sure, with family and friends, and getting to go back home, a Mulder grad. I'm sure it was a whirlwind there when the Reds called, and then the text messages and everything else.
Absolutely. My phone was definitely on low juice, low battery for that day. I had to recharge a couple times because there was just a lot of outpouring of love. Been in touch with people I hadn't heard from in a while, just reaching out and saying congrats and just all love, and really special special, special moment there, and hopefully it just leads to so many special moments this season.
The energy and the passion being from Cincinnati, but this week you're on the caravan and seeing fans and the excitement and the build, and you kind of mentioned when you played the Reds last year, but I mean, it's only going to be that much more elevated this season.
Absolutely. You can see just Cincy in general, the sports, you know, the Bengals have had some good runs. FC Cincinnati is doing some things, like Reds are in win now mode. It's just a really good time to be a Cincinnati sports fan, and I'm definitely always been Bengals and FC Cincinnati fan, but now I get to be a fan of the team I grew up being a fan of, and yeah, it's really exciting, really special. Yeah, here on the caravan, this is our first stop on the caravan. Really a lot of excitement in the room and a lot of excitement on the bus, and can't wait for these next couple days and for the season.
You mentioned one of the veteran guys that's been around for a little bit, but a lot of young talent on this team. I know it's got to be exciting, but also have veteran leadership like yourself to be, you know, mixed in with these top prospects or guys that are coming up. Has to be exciting for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I've been a veteran on the teams I've been on for a couple of years now. Once you get to like that 4 or 5 year mark, it's kind of like, hey, you're a veteran now. But yeah, definitely the age part of it and just being through some ups and downs and, you know, taking guys under your wing, giving them some advice, but really just being there for them, you know, just a support system and knowing we got your back. And, you know, everyone goes through ups and downs. I can't even tell you how many ups and downs I've been through in my career, but it's not about what happens to you. It's about how you respond to it, get back up, get back on your routine, make the adjustments you need to, and get back out there with a vigor. So it's definitely something I want to bring to the table. I think I can really help, but like I said, they got a great thing going. I don't want to do anything. I want to just add to it.
Again, these were interviews from the Cincinnati Reds caravan that made a stop in Maysville earlier this week. Those interviews included Reds TV play-by-play broadcaster John Sadek, minor league players Chase Petty, Jay Allen, Edwin Arroyo, and big league pitcher Brent Suter. Stay tuned. I'll step out for a quick break and come back and wrap up Sports Talk right after this message.
Hi, I'm Alicia Phillips, loan officer at the Bank of Maysville. Contact Bank of Maysville for all your real estate loan needs. The Bank of Maysville offers residential, farm, and commercial mortgage loans. Our experienced staff can provide you with loan terms from 10 to 30 years, competitive interest rates, reasonable closing costs, and fast and reliable service. If you are thinking about purchasing a home, farm, or business, please contact us at 564-4001, the Bank of Maysville, Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
Mason County High School has announced their senior night dates at the Fieldhouse. February 2nd will be girls and boys basketball, cheerleading, indoor track, JROTC, and band. February 5th, swimming. February 8th, wrestling. And February the 9th, archery. Well, that'll do it for Sports Talk this week. Sports Talk is brought to you by the Bank of Maysville. I'm Travis Skaggs. Thanks for tuning in. I hope everyone out there has a great weekend. Sports Talk will return next Friday.